It's the one and only Africa Allah and the B-Team DJs by Playmass Dr. Day. You're familiar.
It's the one and only Africa Allah, and you are now tuned in to Being Africa Allah right here on Discover Music Channel by Playmass Dr. Day. And today, we continue our month of music DJ series. I've got DJ Cosmo, B-Team DJ out of the Bahamas. What's up, Cosmo? It's good to hear from you. I want to talk to you about, you know, the things that you've accomplished, the challenges that you've had being a DJ, what inspired you, etc., etc. But before I get into it, I always feel that it's important for people to understand the tone of a person. So how we do that is by asking you, what song lives rent-free in your mind? Like, what song do you hum? You find yourself singing in the bathroom? Like, what's that song?
It changes on a regular basis, but at this point in time, is the one song that I can say that lives rent-free is Passing Through by Lyrical. Rent-free.
Right.
I know it's an old song, but that's just a vibe right now.
I mean, give me why? Why? What makes that? What makes the joint that just like you can't get that out your head?
Because the lyrics, to me, Lero has always been a lyrical dude, but he puts words together that make sense, and he literally tells a story. The song starts by saying two jam, one jerk, and a wine. Like, I was hooked from that. Like. And Soca, from I started listening to Soca, that was it. And I feel like I understand where he went with that song because I've been in that position before. Well, the song is basically about you trying to go somewhere in the party or in the club and a female stop you to either talk to you, dance with you or whatever. And you tell her like, hey, don't hold me down. I just passing through. I literally just passing through right now. Just I'll be right back, but I just passing through right now.
You know? Right.
So. Rent free.
Make sure that Lero hear this one. Huh? We got an opportunity to talk to Spooky the Boss, who is Lero's real DJ. So that's dope that you find Lero's song is one of the songs that live rent free in your head. Now you're moderately new. You're not necessarily new, but you've been a DJ for how long? Professional.
Professionally,
mm-hmm.
I always get confused with when people start to actually classify you as a professional DJ. Mm. Because if we go based on the...
When did you first get a check?
For DJ?
Yeah.
I would say 2013.
Okay. So you got about a decade in.
Yeah. But I wasn't doing it full time until...
Right.
2018, 2019.
Okay.
Like, yeah, 2019. That's when I actually was getting paid, like, actual money to play. And I was doing it solely just DJing. Nothing okay. else.
Now, how was that? Like, you know, relying solely on your talents to feed you. Like, how was that? Was it scary? Was it like, you know... How did you feel? Because I know, I mean, not only in the Caribbean, but throughout the African diaspora, like a DJ. What do you mean you're gonna be a DJ?
For me, it was a challenge because, like I said, I've been playing from like 2012, 2013, but where I was playing, I still had a crutch because I still worked at the hotel. And I was just doing it on the side. So in between that time, I'll play on my off day, get scheduled for a booking here and there, play on my when I'm free. But transitioning from that into just solely DJing, it's been a ride. And my biggest fear was, what if I don't get booked? Like, what if by chance I don't make X amount of dollars for this month? because leaving the hotel, I had to calculate how much bookings I would need to survive per month. And if I don't get that, what I would have to do to substitute, like to get funds to take me over into the next month. So basically, I was thinking month to month at first. After I won the Stoli competition and I started working for the radio station, a little bit of pressure got alleviated because now that's an actual check for this particular talent. But my issue at that point was now I can't do the radio and hotel thing for too long. So I had to choose one. Pandemic hit, I was forced to choose. Went it straight into radio, and from there it was just, I guess, fate, because everything just lined right up. As soon as the pandemic hit, we were in the house for a whole year. I was still playing on radio. When we got out, I got booking here, booking there, so now I'm making money as the country slowly opens up. Then the country fully opens up, and now my phone's ringing like, hey, I need you to play for this party. Hey, I want you to play for that party. Hey, I want you to play for that party. And slowly but surely, it's gotten to a point where now I have a residency at Sky Bar. I still play on radio. I do have regular bookings here and there, so it's been working. But right. It's been rough in the beginning getting to this point, but it worked.
Right. Okay. So with all of that, what inspired you to become a DJ?
Inspiration. Okay, so this started from back when I was in Andres. Like, on the weekends, we would go to this place
Hold on. Before you say this, because you and I are both from the Bahamas, but you have to understand that our listening audience has no idea what an Andros is.
Okay, in their mind, let me clarify. It might
be like Decatur or...
Okay, so let me clarify.
Right.
So, where I currently live is Nassau. That's the city. Andros is more like the countryside. So
is it in the same landmass?
Completely different island. The Bahamas has 700 islands and keys. And I was on the largest island, outer island. Now I live in the capital, but I was on a family island. That's what we call them, family islands. So basically it's the equivalent to like the city or the outskirts of a big city in the U.S.
So a rural area.
Right. Basically, everybody knows one another, something like that. So we used to go to this spot called the Big Shop. Me and my brother, after we worked from the restaurant, we used to go there and we used to just play virtual DJ. That's where I started out, virtual DJ. Just a computer. We used to play music in there. And just before I knew what I was doing, I used to watch him play and how he used to handle the crowd. And just based off of that, like some wild, crazy nights in there where you cut the music and the crowd still singing the song for 20, 30 minutes. You play gospel and the crowd still don't want to go home. Everybody's just still singing, like, leaving that spot like 5-6 o'clock in the morning, day still clean, and like it was just an experience. So at that point is when I realized that this is what I wanted to do. But getting to do that over there was different from doing it at the level that I'm at right now.
And
because mainly because that area has, you see the same people every weekend. Like, that's one of those places where, like, you can go out every weekend and see maybe 80 people, and it's the same. It's the same 80 people every weekend. So moving to Nassau, starting to work the city, starting to work at a hotel, now I'm seeing people from all different walks of life. I'm learning about different music. I'm learning about, like, how to play for an older demographic versus how to play for a younger demographic versus how to play for someone from New York to Miami, like different areas, and just trying to combine all of that, playing for someone and playing for Bahamians are different from playing for foreigners. It's like everything was just different.
So, and is it overwhelming?
It was. My very first event, I was very scared. Very scared. Because the whole, the term shoot the DJ is a big thing in the Bahamas. And if the crowd starts to chant that, like, you literally just want to park up and leave. Like, that's how serious it gets. You just want to park up and leave. Like, it's very embarrassing to get that shoot the DJ. I have never gotten that, mainly because of the tutelage that I've had. Like, the people who came before me and who kind of sort of trained me and pushed me in this direction always taught me where I never got that.
Right. Now, well, it's interesting that you said that. So my question now is, who are your idols? Like, who are the people that you kind of molded yourself behind? And a lot of people, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't have idols, but it had to have been somebody that you looked up to and was like, I want to be like them.
Locally, AI. From the first time I heard him play in Volume, that was it. AI. Like, I walked straight up to this dude and I was like, hey, when you can teach me how to scratch? Not knowing this man from the can of paint. Like, right. I just walked up to him, hey, when are you going to teach me how to scratch? Dude just burst out laughing.
I could imagine.
I say, okay, I don't understand why you laughing right now. When you can teach me how to scratch? Because I don't know what I'm doing, and I learn better hands-on, so you can teach me. Or he said, you know what, put my number in your phone. Put my number in his phone, and he called me. And from there, that was it. Like, he's taking me on events with him. He's showing me, like, he was one of the persons that actually showed me, like, certain songs you let play longer than others. Like, don't change this yet, just watch your crowd. Hey, play this song. Play something similar to that. It got to a point where I remember after I was working one night to the hotel. And as I was leaving the hotel, I get off at 1 o'clock. He called me and he said, hey, what you doing? This is 1 o'clock in the morning. So I headed home right now. What's going on? He said, okay, head to me, and he sent the location. I said, okay, not thinking anything of it. I changed my shirt and I went. It was at a house party. It was his I think his family was having a house party. And when I got there, he was playing, and he likes to do this thing where he's like, hey, hold on for me for a minute. I'm gonna take a smoke. I'm coming right back. Dude will be gone for like half hour. Like, dude, I don't know what I'm doing. How you can leave me here for half an hour? Like, but anyway. So I got there and he does that. He said, hey, come right back. Hold on for me for a minute. Gone. He gone for like half hour, 45 minutes. He comes back. So at this point, his family looking for him, doing a pretty good job, but his family looking for him to I guess they want him to do something different or whatever. So he comes back. and he, they're doing something and they want a particular song. And when I knew that I was actually ready, because was I typed in the exact same song that he was thinking about playing. Like, as I typed the song in, he was like, I was going to tell you to play that. I was just coming to tell you to play that exact same song. And at that point, I knew, I said, okay, I'm on the right track now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just literally just keep going and just keep trying to improve myself. As hard as I am on myself, I just try to improve like that.
Right. Now, you said something earlier and you glossed over it, but tell us about your experience in the STOLI competition and what that actually was. Because you said that was what gave you an entrance into radio.
Yeah. The STOLI competition was a bittersweet journey. Mainly because the first time I went into it, I lost. I made it to the top three and I lost it. Wasn't any fault of my own, but I gained a lot of respect from a lot of other DJs because the set that I played was the most diverse of anybody in the competition. It's just that I didn't win because of the crowd themselves. So they didn't necessarily grade us on or judge us on the set. They judged us based on the crowd's reaction to the set, which I didn't understand at the time.
Right.
The second time I went into it, with that on my mind. So I catered my set specifically to the crowd, but I lost again, mainly because I tried to play into the crowd a bit too much. So I kind of sort of overcompensated a little bit. The third time I went into it, I really was hesitant, but two people pushed me in joining, like in actually going back into it. The first was Sean, the DJ. Sean was actually the one who actually beat me in the second time. And he had a booking in Crush one night. And he asked me about it. He asked me if I was going back into it. I said, no, I don't think it makes sense. Why I can keep going and disappoint myself? He said, boy, this year might be your year. Just take the chance. I said, you know what? I'll think about it. The second person was Giorgio. I knew Giorgio for years. She was, me and went to GGY together. She actually used to work at Crush as well. So she sent me the flyer and she like legit rallied me into going into it. And I said, you know what? I'll just join. So I went into it. And when I went in, the first time I cleared it, it was pretty easy. The second time, they had it on air, had a good set. The third time, it was at Graham Pirates. This was the semifinals. And from the semifinals, I basically had won the competition because how I structured my sets were more so, I built them backwards.
Mm.
So I did, believe it or not, my final set first, and then I worked down. So I built the final, I made the final set, then I did the semifinals, then I did the quarterfinals, and I did the entry. So by the time I hit the finals, I already knew what I wanted to play, how to play it, but I still needed help in the structure. And that's where AI and Blueprint came in. Shout out to Blueprint. Me and Blueprint spent countless hours in jams, late nights, like just going over it, just making sure like everything just tight. and just keep going over and doing it over and over and over and practicing it. And when the finals came, that was literally it. Like, I went into it with blood in my eyes. So, I went into it with blood in my eyes. So, from I arrived at the competition, before I even went on stage, I went to the Stoli rep, and I asked her. I say, so you can just give me my prizes now, or you still want me to go through with it? She laughed. I said, okay. DJ Payne was actually the producer for the competition, and they said that the winner would get an internship. So I went to Payne and I said, hey, I just want to introduce myself. I'll be working with you guys moving forward. This is before anybody touched the stage. Like, you can ask any one of them. I legit went through this exact same pattern. Did all of this. So after the first person went up, I went back to the rep, because then she told me that the winner from this, they announced that the winner from that competition would go to St. Martin to play. So I went to her and I said, hey, my passport valid. Just let me know what you need from me. What day we supposed to be leaving? Because, you know, my birthday around the same time. I don't want to make sure everything will clash. And she legit just was laughing at me. And she was like, wait, why are you so cocky? I said, no, I'm not cocky. I just know I'm going to win this. Second person went up. And after him, I went up. And that was it. I just played. Funny enough, though, the set that I built was 15 minutes, but we had to be on stage for 20. I spoke to, I can't remember who the dudes were, but I spoke to them and I asked them, I said, hey, the rep said, if y'all will cut the set down to 15 minutes, we could do that, because I assumed that I was under the assumption that it was only supposed to be 15 minutes on stage. They said no. Both of them was like, nah, bro, that's on you. You ain't prepared for this, that's you. Okay, everything good. Sat down for 15, 20 minutes while the dude was playing. Went up, won the whole thing.
So do you think that failure led to your success? Like, now looking back on it, do you attribute the failures that you had to the success that you've accomplished?
Yeah, I do. I learned more in failing and losing than I did in winning to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Because the failures pushed me to actually succeed. Like, and at that time, I look back at what I actually won. Like, I got the most out of the Stoli competition. I was the only DJ to get the most out of the Stoli competition. No other DJ has gone to St. Martin. No other DJ played for Aqua X. Like, the stuff that I got, the experiences that I got, no other DJ, they got. Like, I feel like I won bigger than I actually did, than everyone else did.
Right. So do you think that you would participate in other competitions outside of the Caribbean or outside of
I want
Are you
to
ready for that?
I'm not, I don't think that I'm ready for it, but I want to. As soon as I can get a chance to actually practice the way I used to again, then I think that I can play in a competition that's foreign or in a different country. Yeah, I think I'll be ready for it once I get a chance to practice.
Okay.
I haven't been practicing. I'm just playing everywhere. No time like that.
Now, off air, we talked about, you know, the caliber of DJs that sit in this particular music series, right? And I wanted to ask you, where do you aspire to be? Like, what is the ultimate thing for you? What is your ultimate goal as an entertainer, as a DJ? Like, what would be the end all be all for you?
I never thought about that. The end all be all. I don't think there is one, to be honest. I really don't think there is one, because I don't ever want to get too comfortable in being where I am. I want to always try to be as great as I possibly can. I try to be better than I was yesterday every single time. So I don't know if there's any end all be all. I'm literally just trying to have fun with what I do. If it feels like work, it's boring. I don't want to do it. This
right.
feels right. This feels like I can do this all my life.
Interesting. Now, you've been doing this for a decade, for the most part. You've been doing this for a decade. What would you tell somebody that woke up today and was like, I want to be a DJ?
Firstly, study the music. Study the music. Like, before you even get to the technical skills, before you learn how to use the program, study the music. Study and know what you want to play. Know the type of lane that you want to be in. Understand that you're not just playing for you. You're playing for an entire room of people. And then they may not like everything that you play, but it's your job to make them like and understand why you play what you play. Next, I would say technical skills are important, but you don't have to focus too much on them. Be you. Just be you. Don't try to be anybody else. Don't compete with anybody else. It's literally just you. It's not a competition.
Interesting. Now, you know, you said something there. You said, you know, just remember that you're not playing for you. You're playing for crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But as a DJ, one of the primary things is to introduce people to new music. How do you effectively right. do that as a DJ without losing the attention of the audience?
I think it's all in how you introduce the music. For example, if you are playing a song, well, firstly, I don't feel like you should ever play a song that you haven't yet listened to. Like, live? No. You shouldn't play a song that you haven't listened to live yet. Like, if it's a new song, listen to it and then find a way to play it and introduce it properly. The best way to introduce a song properly is to know what the song is about and how you can fit it in your set. This is just my opinion, but you can announce it and then drop it, or you can fit it in, announce it and then bring it back so that people can actually listen to it the second time around.
Right. And this is a live show, this is radio. How are you executing this?
That works basically both for live and radio.
Okay.
For radio, how I introduce songs, me and the host, if I know the music, I would let her know, hey, this is this song. And she would say it on air as the song is playing. And if it gets any, like if someone says they like the song and she mentions that on air, I would bring it back.
Right.
Now, if I'm out on the road or if I'm playing somewhere and I want to introduce something, I would slip it into my set and then just mention it and then bring it back.
Right.
So the purpose for that is sometimes people, if the vibe is right and it fits your vibe, people are subconsciously listening to the song anyway, but they just don't know what the song is.
Right.
So if you play the song and they're vibing to it, announce it and then bring it back.
Right.
That way they pay attention to it now. They pay attention to it a bit more.
Well, right now, Carnival is happening in Trinidad and Tobago, and there are countless amounts of records that are being released. I mean, from December to now, I mean, right up to Carnival Day, there are records being dropped, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a DJ, do you find that the music, the amount of music is overwhelming?
Yes, it is. It's a lot to listen to. It's a lot to go through, download. It's a lot to, because that's just one genre. That's just soca.
Right.
That's not the rap music that just came out this month. That's not the dancehall music that just came out. That's not the R&B music that just came out. So,
and these are big tunes. Like, they're freaking awesome.
All of them are good. So I feel like there are pros and cons to having that amount of music come out at the same time. One pro is it's a lot of great music. You get to listen to a lot of great songs. You get to add a lot of new songs to your set list and your crates. One of the cons is I don't think that you can fully it takes you too long to fully enjoy all of these songs. To fully listen to and understand.
As a DJ, what are some of the challenges in introducing all this music to your audience? And of course, we know that the audience are already doing their own discovery by playing on YouTube and checking it out on Spotify. But, you know, as a DJ in a fete or in a concert or a party, like, how do you effectively introduce this music to people that might not be junkies, so to speak?
The best way is to start with the popular ones and work your way into the newer stuff. So, I would say start with the popular songs, some of the well-known ones. And between every three or four, you slip a new one in. That way it doesn't necessarily kill the vibe. You don't overwhelm them with a lot of new stuff or a lot of different stuff, but they still get a healthy dose of something new.
Right.
Because the junkies are going to recognize the song regardless. So you're not playing necessarily for the junkies at that point. You're trying to play for the people who aren't that well versed in soca. We're talking about soca
predominantly right now.
Mm-hmm.
Since this is TNT week, so we're talking about the soca. But all right, so in saying that, let everybody know how they can find you. Let everybody know how they can find you, and if they're interested in finding out more about your music, your art, etc., tell us how we can find you.
So, you can find me on Instagram at DJ_KOZMO242. You can also check out my website. All of the information is also there at DJCosmo.world. That's djkozmo.world. That's about it. All of the information from my WhatsApp and all of that other stuff are there. And you can also listen to my mixes that I'm going to start to upload there very soon.
All right.
Very soon.
Well, we are about to get into some music from DJ Cosmo. You guys stay tuned. This is the one and only Africa Allah. This has been Month of Music DJ Series with DJ Cosmo. And again, you can find him on Instagram, DJ_Cosmo242. All right, let's get to the music.
You think it's a game? You think it's a game? Which I really want.
DJ Cosmo, turn it up.
Come on.
Load.
What's my name?
DJ Cosmo.
Come on.
Hey guys, it's Shensia, and you're listening to DJ Cosmo.
DJ Cosmo, turn it up, load.
Look out, it's a bird, it's a plane, no, it's DJ Cosmo.
I'm in danger.
DJ Cosmo, trouble there, ya.
Only of you will understand what's about to happen.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
Depressed, we forget that we're here right now. Cause we're living life at a different pace, stuck in a constant race. Keep the pressure on, you're bound to break. Something's got to change. We should just be cancelling all our plans and not give a damn if we're missing out on what the people think is right. Seeing through a picture behind a screen and forget to be. Lose the conversation for the message that you'll never read. I think maybe you and me, oh, we should head out to the place where the music plays. And then we'll go all night, two-stepping with a woman I love. All my troubles standing up and when I'm in your eyes, electrified. Turning up and go all night. We had dips and falls in our time, but we know what it is to be holding up, alone and love. And all we need is us to go all
night. I use my makeup to hide. Go ahead and tell them whatever.
thinking, we toast to the pain. Let's toast to the pain. Walking through West LA, baby in Westwood chain. Swinging like my mood, sit around and watch cartoons. In the crib, sipping tea, bad bitch on Zoom. I don't care that I'm alone, I just wanna die happy. Make a couple limbs, invest it back and make it last me. I wanna see my friends and I don't wanna be depressed. Let's toast to the pain and let's toast to the stress. Like cheers, here's to nothing, hold the tears. We're for something, can we drink? Toast to the pain, let's toast to the pain. Let's toast to bad days, turn the pain into champagne. Jordan Dior's on legs, can't make up my mood. Switch whips like I switch my shoes. I'm sending every text with my own.
It's beautiful, it's bittersweet, you're like a broken home to me. I take a shot of lemon. I fill my days with the way you walk and fill my nights with broken dreams. I make up lies inside my head like one day you'll come back to me. Now I'm not holding on, not holding on. I'm just afraid that you're gone. Not holding on, not holding on. Beautiful mistakes I make inside my head. She's naked in my bed.
Talk. I'm one of the greatest, ain't no debating on it. I'm still levitated, I'm heavily medicated. Ironic, I gave them love and they end up hating on me. She told me she loved me and she been waiting. Been fighting hard for your love and I'm running thin on my patience. Needing someone to hug, even took it back to the basics. You see what you got me out here doing? Might have threw me off, but can't nobody stop the movement. Let's go. Left foot, right foot, levitating. Pop stars, do a legal with the baby. I was chasing. If I ever slip, I fall into a better situation. So catch up, go put some cheese on it. Get out and get your bread up. They always leave when you fall, but you run together. Weight of the world on my shoulders, I kept my head up. Now baby, stand up, cause girl, you
want me. Trust him. He's only here for one thing, but.
I'm the type to make a turn on the daddy. The baby, make her forget what she learned from her daddy. I don't be tripping on this shawty, I let her do whatever she please. I don't be kissing on this shawty, she don't be kissing on me. She came with you and left with me, I went up a point, let's call it even. Don't like the car, she ain't gonna end up buying her new beam. That girl know what she wants, she make me take it off if she see me. She say I make her wet whenever my face pop up on TV. I had to say no disrespect, gotta do it safer, you can keep it. Pop star, I'm fresh about the trap and I'm going Bieber. She know I'ma call away, she can drop a pin and I come meet her. Stand next to me, you gon' end up catching a fever. I'm hot.
He comes alive at midnight.
He comes alive every night.
My mama doesn't trust him. He's only here for one thing, but a little bit older.
Baby.
A black leather jacket. A bad reputation. Insatiable habits. He was on to me. One look and I couldn't breathe. Said if he kissed me, I might let it happen. I swear on my life, no
bitch.
Glance what all it took.
like falling in love. Something up. I wanna go missing. I need a prescription. I wanna go higher. Can I sit on top of you? I wanna go where nobody's been.
DJ Cosmo.
Cause I lost my mind. B is back and I'm sleeping real good at night. The queen's in the front and the dom's in the back. Ain't taking no flicks, but the whole click snap. There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with a yak in your mouth. And we back outside. We set you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside. In case you forgot how we act outside.